Hi lovely, welcome to this guided audio for the process of working with your inner child or healing a part of you around emotion, whether it's a craving, a belief system. I'm going to guide you through so you can listen to the process and heal that part of you. So I want you to first of all be very clear with what you are working on, whether it's an emotion, a connection to food, a belief. And I want you to rate it. We need to know a starting point. So from 10 to 0, 10 being the most intense, 10 being high, 0 being low. Give yourself a starting point so we know where you're beginning from. Now, we want to find essentially the root cause of this problem. And we're going to do that by just asking your unconscious mind. And I want you to trust the answer. Sometimes we can overthink this, the conscious mind gets involved. I want you to trust whatever comes to mind. We want to find the root cause of this. Now, this might be the first time you experience that emotion or belief, or it might be the most significant time. Maybe you have an event come to mind. If so, that's okay, that's great. If not, also okay. But we want to find the age that you were when this began. Now, it might be the age that you were when you first felt this emotion or this experience, this belief, or it might be the most significant time. You might also go to a time where you were in the womb, or it might even be a past life, or it could be passed down to you genealogically through the generations. It doesn't matter. I want you to be open to whatever comes to mind, but I want you to find an age or a point in time. If you get an age come to mind, I want you to hold that in your mind. And I want you to have the version of you at the age come and stand out in front of you. We want the part in charge of this emotion or this belief system to come and stand out in front of you. I want you to visualize her being there. Imagine her there. And the first thing I want you to do is I want you to just sit with her. And I want you to give her the time and space and acknowledgement that she deserves. I want you to sit with her and I want you to listen. Listen to how she feels. Listen to what she needs to say. You don't have to say anything. You're just gonna listen. Listen to her, understand what's been going on for her. What has she been dealing with? What has she kept inside? Let her express everything that she has suppressed. Let her express everything that she didn't get the chance to say that is keeping this emotion or this belief alive. Let her get it all out. I want you to take your time here. Sit with her. Let her be heard. Let the words flow and just listen. If you need to, you can pause this audio here for more time to listen to that younger version of you. Once she has got everything out, I want you to ask, what does she need? And trust what she says. There might be one thing, there might be 20 things. What does she need? And whatever it is she says she needs, I want you to give to her. Whether you give it to her or imagine someone else giving it to her or it just being delivered to her through a beam of light from up above, it doesn't matter. Give her everything she needs and keep giving it more and more and more of these things that she is filled up from within with all these things she needs and surrounded on the outside by these things that she needs. Keep giving her more and more and more. More than she would ever need in her whole entire life. More than she could ever imagine. Do this in whatever way works best for you and works best for her. Keep giving her more and more and more. And let her fully receive it. Let her take it in, into her heart space. Fill herself up, surround her with these things. And as you're doing that, notice what changes in her. Keep going with this. Take your time. Make sure you keep going until you have given her everything she needs. I'll give you a moment here. Again, if you need time, please pause this audio so you can visualize giving her everything she needs and acknowledging the change in her at every age. Once you've finished giving her everything she needs, I want you to ask her, how does she feel now? Check in with her. Is there anything else she needs? Is there something that got missed? If so, go ahead and give it to her now. Make sure she is totally whole and healed and has everything she needs. If you need to, pause this audio again to continue giving her what she needs. If she has everything already, we're going to go ahead and we're going to give her a really big hug. And I want you to let her know that she is so, so loved, more than she could ever imagine. I want you to tell her, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. You're doing amazing. Everything is going to be okay. And I will always be here for you. Please know that you always have me by your side. And if there's anything else you want to say to her or let her know, go ahead and do that now. Once that is complete, we're going to go ahead and we are going to integrate you and her. Now you can choose what feels best. Number one, you can let her run off and do her thing. And if she's a child, be a child. If she's an older version of you, do what she wants to do. You can keep her by your side, trust whatever comes to mind, or you can grow her up through the ages. Whatever age she is at, you're going to grow her year by year, watching her grow, bringing everything you've just given to her with her, noticing the change at every age because she is now whole, healed, and has everything she will ever need. Once she's grown up to the very age that you are today, you're going to take her back within you, merge her back into the wholeness of you, allowing a wholeness to be recreated, knowing you have more of everything than you will ever need. So choose which option feels best for you. I'll give you a moment here to allow that part of the process to take place. And now just taking a moment to acknowledge this integration of healing that inner child, of healing that younger version of you, of healing that part of you that was stuck. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing yourself to settle into this moment, into this integration, knowing that you have more of everything than you will ever need. And that you have released something here today. Knowing that you have healed it on a deep core level, that you've balanced out part of your internal world and mind, and that you are moving towards a totally whole and healed version of you. Now I want you to check in. Where are you now on that scale? With zero being the lowest, what number comes to mind now for what you were working on? Make sure that number has decreased. If it has, well done. If you want it to go further, you can repeat this process or you can use some of the other tools, such as the quick state change tools or emotional release or whatever it is that you're working on. Use something else if you want that number to go lower, or just repeat the process. The more you do this process, you will learn it by yourself and you will be able to do it easily and effortlessly without even being guided. It is powerful. It will dramatically decrease and change how you are feeling in a moment. So use it whenever you need to, for emotions, for cravings, for belief systems, anything. Well done completing this. Take some time in your journal after the process to write down your experience.